Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Today is Monday, March the 18th. It is also the day that the Lord has made. So let us choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I pray that you all had a good weekend, that it was a time of rest and renewal, and that you are ready to embrace all that God has for you this week. Today is day 29, of our 40-day Lenten journey. And it is my sincere hope that you feel renewed, refreshed, revived, and that, you know, God is revealing God's self to you in ways that are new and transformative. Yesterday, Grace Church celebrated 7 years. 7 years. It was a great day for us to pause and to look back while moving forward. It was really a mountaintop moment for me. Mountaintop moments flood us with joy, fulfillment, and the sense that things are truly right. It was a mountaintop moment. These experiences can be spiritual triumphs, long-awaited personal achievements, moments of deep connection with loved ones, or the culmination of a difficult journey. Just like our church anniversary, mountaintop moments represent a peak where the view is spectacular. We savor the elation and the sense of God's presence and blessing, whether it's a wedding, a graduation, the birth of a child, or a hard-earned victory. We treasure these mountaintop experiences. However, mountaintops aren't meant to be permanent dwelling places. Because if we try to linger too long, the thrill fades. Life is by nature a journey with both peaks and valleys. To remain too long at the summit means we'll miss out on both the challenges that help us grow and the rest and preparation we need in the valleys below. Dwelling too long on past mountaintops can hinder our ability to fully engage with the present and plan for the future. And that's what I want to talk about briefly this morning. You can't stay up here. We can see this mirrored in the story from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 17, where Jesus takes Peter, James, and John up the mountain. There, Jesus is transfigured. It was a mountaintop experience. And these experiences are scattered throughout the Bible. The first one that comes to mind is Moses and the Israelites' experience at Mount Sinai in the book of Exodus. On the top of Mount Sinai, Moses encountered God. There, Moses received instruction from God, as well as the two tablets of stone containing the Ten Commandments. Moses was then commanded to go down the mountain and share his God encounter with others. But unfortunately, while Moses was away, the Israelites had begun to worship a false idol, a calf which they had crafted out of gold. And Moses was hot. He was angry when he returned to camp that he melted the golden idol, crushed it to powder, and then made the people eat it. Now that sounds excessive until you remember how you felt the last time you spent time around people who just couldn't get right. Safe to say, Moses would have preferred to stay on top of the mountain where the pressures and worries of real life, as well as the eventual disappointments of the people whom he was called to lead, lay thousands of feet below. I think we all would prefer our mountaintop experiences to last as long as possible. And certainly this was true of Jesus' disciples. Here on the top of a high mountain, Peter, James, and John witnessed something amazing. They experienced God in a direct and powerful and very clear way. Peter responds by asking permission to build dwelling places, tents for Moses and Elijah and Jesus. Peter was effectively saying, "Oh, it feels good to be up here. So let's make sure you all stay here permanently so that I know where to come find you." It's not a stretch to think that the next request out of Peter's mouth would have been for permission to build him a tent up there so that he would not have to return to his fears, the frustrations, and the fractured existence of his daily life, and simply stay with the Lord on the mountain. On top of the mountain, finding himself in the awesome presence of God, Peter's inclination was to build a building, a closed off structure that would literally and figuratively allow him to preserve his experience of God in a familiar and easily accessible form whenever he desired. However, God was not pleased with Peter's efforts to take Jesus captive. God cuts off Peter's request with a clear command: Peter, be quiet and listen to Jesus. You see, church, Peter had missed the point. Jesus had no intention of staying on the mountain. He had work to do, and Peter had work to do. Jesus' presence would not be exclusively tied to the mountaintop experience. He would also, get this, be found in the valleys. When we encounter God in powerful ways, we, like Peter, try to pin it down and seal it off for easy access later on, much like what kids do over the summer as they run around trapping, we call them lightning bugs, in glass containers, hoping to capture the wonder of the moment and preserve it forever. But we miss the point whenever we try to pin God down. When we try to pin down and preserve our mountaintop moments, we miss the point. Because God is living and God is active and God is always on the move. And I was reminded of this early this morning because I didn't feel like getting out the bed. I was just relishing yesterday. But God had to remind me that there are mountaintop experiences, but these experiences are designed to move us from the mountaintop into the valleys of suffering and pain where God's presence is most needed. Our call is to follow God down from the mountain and into service. As tempting as it is to stay up here, we got to come down. Our challenge as people of God is to experience God's awesome presence out in the world, in our workplaces, homes, parks, nursing homes, schools, food pantries, and community events as we serve those whose lives are anything but beautiful mountaintop vistas. Church, we worship a living God, and God will not be contained in one place. God will not be contained in one theology. God will not be contained in one's religious practices. The real test of our faith is not in relishing past mountaintops, but get this, but in carrying the spirit of those moments down into the world. This means meeting God's presence in the faces of the marginalized, the suffering, and the forgotten. It means seeking out God's love, even in the mundane or the challenging. I pray that you would have many more mountaintop experiences. I pray that God would be revealed in your lives in the most profound and shocking ways. I pray that you would experience God as you worship within four walls. But I also pray that you have the courage to expect God's presence in the midst of the dark valleys of your life. But why don't we expect God in the darkness? Perhaps it's because our understanding of God is too tied to those glorious mountaintop moments. We associate God with light and joy and triumph. The darkness, however, represents fear, uncertainty, and suffering, things we believe God would be absent from. Or perhaps in the depths of our struggles, we feel less worthy, as if our pain creates a barrier between us and God's love. Yet the Bible paints a different picture. In Psalms, David cries out to God from deep despair. Prophets wrestled with profound questions in seasons of doubt. Even Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane experienced a darkness profound enough to make him question. These moments reveal that darkness is not a place where God is absent, but often a space where God meets us in unique and powerful ways. Church, Jesus has no plans to stay on the mountain. From the top of the mountain, Jesus has his eyes firmly affixed on Jerusalem and the cross awaiting him. This mountaintop experience will be followed by a very real and very painful Friday when Jesus will utter, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And yet, Jesus in Matthew chapter 17, verse 7, while on that mountain, he says to his disciples, "Get up and don't be afraid." Jesus' words on the mountaintop, words of hope and promise, loudly reverberate in every direction, penetrating every valley and dark place. "Get up and do not be afraid." And that's our challenge today. Perhaps you are facing a personal valley right now. Maybe it's a season of doubt, shaking your faith to the core. Maybe you're grieving the loss of a loved one, a loss that leaves a gaping hole in your heart. Perhaps a health crisis has thrown your world into turmoil, or the stress of financial security weighs heavily on your mind. Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed with responsibilities, struggling to balance work and family and your own needs. Whatever your valley looks like, hear the voice of Jesus echoing from the mountaintop. "Get up and don't be afraid." Church, we may not know what the future holds, but we know we don't have to face it alone. You are not alone in your doubt. You are not alone in your grief. You are not alone in your fear. You are not alone in your struggles. Whatever your valley looks like, hear the word of the Lord. You are not alone in your struggle. We may descend from the mountaintop, exhilaration into the trials of the valley. But even when all else fades, even when the world seems shrouded in darkness, Jesus remains, reaching out with unwavering love. He offers hope and healing and restoration. So get up. Don't be afraid. I know this is Monday, and some of you are dreading work. You're dreading school. Maybe the to-do list seems overwhelming, or a difficult conversation looms. But remember, Jesus walks with you through the mountaintops, the valleys, and even the most ordinary of Mondays. So take his hand, let his presence give you courage, and face the day knowing that you are not alone. So welcome. Welcome to the first day of the rest of your life. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. All we got is right now. And church, right now is enough for right now. If this is your first time on the call, my name is Marcus D. Collins, and I am a part of an amazing group of people called Grace Community Church, and we are thrilled you decided to join us this morning. So let us not be afraid to step out and come down, even when the path below seems dark. For even in the valleys, God's presence is with us. And the echoes of hope from the mountaintop continue to guide our way. Let's pray together, church. Father, we thank you for the mountaintop moments of joy and awe and connection that you gift us with. We thank you for the strength and inspiration those moments provide, reminding us of your goodness. Yet we also recognize that life holds both soaring heights and deep valleys. Help us to remember your promise to never leave us or forsake us, even when the path seems uncertain and the view is obscured. In those moments of doubt, fear, and struggle, let your presence shine through. Grant us the courage to face whatever challenge this day, this week, the rest of this month may hold. Whether those challenges are monumental or mundane, may we carry the spirit of the mountaintop with us. Father, give us the grace to see your reflection in those we encounter and the determination to be a source of light and hope to those walking in darkness. Now, Lord, protect us today. Guide our feet, guard our hearts, and shield us from all that would seek to harm us. Remind us that even on the most difficult paths, we never walk alone. For that person on the call who feels alone, Lord, I pray that you would encourage their hearts to know that you are with us, and it is enough that you are with us. Give us the courage to be the light in someone's dark place today, the salt, the moral preservative in this often bland world. Father, I pray that you will protect us today. Grant us traveling grace and mercies that we may go to and return from safe and secure. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise, all the glory and honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Come on, everybody shout amen and thank God. Hey, listen, thank you so much for tuning in this morning. As always, the replay will be uploaded to our website at gracechurchal.com. Click on that 40-day fasting flyer and it will take you to where you want to go. We're on day 29. We got just under 2 more weeks to go. So keep on pressing. Hey, listen, I am rooting for you today. I am praying for you today. So be mindful, be watchful, and be encouraged. Peace.